You recognize that sound. You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
How's it going?
Well,
good.
There's not been a lot of eras in history where, you know, people with PhDs in economics get standing ovations, but we need to start the call with the, you know, the
and
show.
Cool songs.
With that every time. Got a cool song. But you also, I always tell people, this ain't your grandpa's PhD, man. This guy's cool.
That's right.
You know, in the mix.
I mean, it's a real weird world where I do get standing ovations. It's like, what? I'm talking about economics. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not talking about cool things. I'm just talking about economics. But yet, I think this is what's front and center on everybody's hearts and minds right now.
Yeah, and you did write the book, How to Thrive, Not Just Survive in an Economic Tsunami. Yes. And that's what people want to know. How do I thrive?
I know our listeners do. Our listeners are tuned into, hey, how can I thrive? There's a blizzard outside, but, you know, I can wear a coat. I can actually, you know, still prosper in this time. I want to set up a clip. I want to play with you because, you know, we talk about your common sense and advice and wisdom. You've been a friend of ours for over 25 years, and like you're a steady, you know, married to the same woman, raising kids, doing there's no drama in your life. It's like just, you know, Proverbs like biblical wisdom. If people have read your book, you reference Proverbs and, hey, what does God say about money? What does God say about choosing advisors, making wise choices, you know, all these things. There's an interesting thing when you analyze politics and politicians. We reject like 99% of all politicians that want to come on the show. I just have very little value for them because most politicians couldn't do the jobs of my viewers, of the people that watch the show, and go all the way up to the top. You know, Joe Biden, nice people, could he do your job? Whatever it is you do, if you run a tanning salon or you're a checkout person or you have a landscape company or whatever it is you do, Joe Biden probably couldn't do your job, you know, for the next year. And so you look at that. But then it's a click worse when you look at their advisors, because sometimes, you know, you can have a professional athlete, but if he's got good financial advisors and they have his best interest, he could still do well, even if he doesn't, you know, have, that's not his area of expertise. Who are the people advising someone? You know, it's kind of like the idea when your kids are in high school, it's like, show me your, I want to know your five friends, because I know you're going to start, you know, trending that direction. And play this clip, Jared Bernstein, he's the chair of executive advisors. That's a team that's advising Biden directly on economic policy. So if you see Joe Biden economic policy, who are the voices in his ear? This is Jared Bernstein. Let me play this clip real quick when it comes to him understanding our money supply.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets some of the language that the some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds. Right, since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time. And it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
All right. Please make
it. Whoa, was that a skit? Was that like a skit?
Please make it make sense. This is not SNL. This is so when you see Joe Biden speak, you're like, oh, we're in trouble. But at least there's probably smart people around him. That's the guy driving economic policy, Jared Bernstein. So
are you serious?
Help this make sense.
He talked for minutes and said nothing.
He doesn't know.
If he's on the Council of Economic Advisors and he doesn't know the most basic function of the Fed. So here's the thing. The government doesn't print money. The Fed prints money. The Fed prints money to buy U.S. treasuries. When the government says we need money, they print money to buy their bonds. And then the U.S. has the money that they need to raise the debt ceiling to pay for expenditures and entitlements and all that other garbage. So we issue treasury bonds as a country, and normally other countries will buy those treasury bonds. We have foreign capital inflow, but we don't have that anymore. Nobody wants our bonds. So who is the buyer of last resort? It's the Fed, which is not federal, and there's no reserve. It's not a government institution. It's a private entity that's got duped. You know, during the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, they duped all of America thinking, hey, let's have this you know, cartel-owning families start up a central bank, and we're going to print money out of thin air, collect interest on it from the U.S. government. I mean, the interest goes to the Fed. I mean, it's just insanity. He doesn't want – the reason I believe that Bernstein was fumbling around is because he doesn't want to tell the world how it actually works. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
But he looked like a seventh grader getting up to do an oral book report and hadn't read the book. But you think it's more he knows, but just is
trying to figure out,
going through the mental gymnastics of I don't want to create negative sound bites, but he kind of created one by trying to hide it.
I haven't seen that video. I would love for you to send me the link. That is appalling.
It is appalling.
That is one of the economic advisors to our president who bumbles around and can't speak. But now the economic advisor to him bumbles around and doesn't even know how we make money as a country. And do we buy bonds or sell bonds? It's like, it's confusing. It's not confusing. It's basic. It's the most simplest concepts. So anyways, no wonder we've got problems, right?
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, who else thinks that we have problems? Elon Musk, he actually operates without a filter. And I think it's hilarious. You know, he just, you know, it's on his mind. It just comes blurting out. But he's warning us now, all of America, about our debt. He's warning us about Biden's massive deficit spending. And what does he say? He says, we need to do something about our national debt or the dollar will be worth nothing. Nothing. Why is it going to be worth nothing? Because if you have to keep printing money, the Fed, like what Bernstein just kind of tried to fumble around with, they're buying U.S. treasuries because there is nobody else that's buying it. So therefore, we're buying our own treasuries, the Fed is. And what does that do? It creates a lot of money. What does that mean? It means your dollar is becoming worth less because it's turned into monopoly money and nobody else really wants it anymore. So Elon Musk said also that overspending must stop. You know, we had the Build Back Better program. Remember that when Biden first
started?
It cost us over $2 trillion. And what has it done? That was supposed to rebuild America. We spent $2 trillion, and what did we get out of it? Nothing. America's worse off than it was before.
Right? Yeah, planes crashing, potholes in the roads, the airports are
so bad.
You know, the grid's still based on 1960s technology. There's no mm-mm. no visible improvement other than an enrichment of the elite.
Or Ukraine.
And Ukraine, which has had – Ukraine's had an increase. It's like a I'm not going to quote the number, but the number of new millionaires and billionaires in Ukraine is astronomical. They compare over the last 3 years. It's up and up and up, and we're paying for their pensions. And so it's like it's just a giant money laundering scheme from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the people, I mean, I'm not saying the people of Ukraine are suffering, but it's the handlers, the ones in charge are cashing in on this money flow that nobody has a spreadsheet saying where it went.
Right. I mean, nobody does. Nobody knows. This is unsustainable. And what are they going to do when they just can't continue to print money like they are to buy out every U.S. Treasury bond? They're going to try to raise taxes. Mm-hmm. So Elon Musk and Warren Buffett at his Berkshire Hathaway meeting, annual shareholder meeting, says higher taxes are likely. Why? Because they don't have enough money.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to raise taxes to generate more money. But there's a problem with that. When America is tapped out and you raise taxes, it doesn't have the effect that they want. Raising taxes will increase government revenue when people have a lot of money left over at the end of the month. I don't care what the taxes are. I want to buy this toy for $80 and I have $150 in my wallet, I'll still going to buy it. I don't care what the taxes are. But when America is living hand to mouth, month to month, paycheck to paycheck, and you raise taxes, they're simply going to spend less. That's going to create fear. Well, here's the thing. This presidency rules by fear. The globalists rule by fear. So I was doing some research over the weekend, and in 1966, there was a Cloward-Piven theory.
Okay.
So what's the Cloward-Piven strategy slash theory? Well, I'm just going to read it to you what it is. Is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. The strategy aims to utilize militant anti-poverty groups to facilitate a political crisis by overloading the welfare system via an increase in welfare claims, forcing the creation of a system of guaranteed minimum income and redistributing income through the federal government. Okay. This plan that we're seeing right now play out, you've got protests everywhere.
Yep.
You've got kind of this redistribution of wealth everywhere. You've got militant anti-poverty groups facilitating political crisis. Just like when people run out of money, social chaos brings fear. What does fear do? It causes you to look to the government, to run to the government and say, please fix it. Please. Mm-hmm. How about a guaranteed minimum income? How about redistributing wealth from all those evil billionaires to everybody that needs, right? So this strategy, the stuff that we are seeing right now, was actually written about in 1966. Now, David and Stacey, I know that we're old and we've known each other since college, but that wasn't even as old as 1966. That was like in the 90s, right? So this has been going on for a really long time, and we happen to be alive to be seeing the fruits of that manifesting itself in real life right now.
So do you believe this is intentional? This was intentional. They've been trying to do this and 1966, they identified it, or you think it started then?
I think it started. That's when they came up with the theory to start using these anti-poverty militant groups to try to start chaos. And I mean, this is rules for radicals, right? This is Obama's playbook, is use these activist militant anti-poverty groups to create havoc, to actually then take it one step further, eliminate banks, eliminate funding from banks. Like, banks right now don't have really enough money to lend out. So therefore, people still need something. They need to survive. They need welfare. They need food. They need this. They need that. So you just do an end run around private banking and go directly to the government. This is all part of the community organizer rules for radicals playbook of using mayhem to create change. They did this to a large extent after 9/11 with the Patriot Act.
Yep. Made me think of that earlier. Yep.
Look at all the laws that changed, you know, privacy right because of that. Look at what's happening right now at college campuses across the country with the anti-Israeli protests. I mean, fear, fear, fear. This is exactly the playbook that they want, because with a state of fear, people are going to give up their freedoms. Economic freedoms is one of the biggest ones that they're going to give up, because people will give up a lot to make sure that their guaranteed minimum income comes in, that they have money to feed their family.
Okay, so we can't control everybody else, but what can we do to protect ourselves? Because obviously this is a critical time to make decisions to put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, and you look at the people in charge and you're like, okay, if those in charge that are supposed to be protecting us are complete idiots, we've got to take it on ourselves to do it. Like, it is, there's no, but like I just showed you the guy that's advising Biden. Mm-hmm. You know, the Biden's a clown. That's the guy advising Biden. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is saying, hey, we got to do something. He's a fairly competent person. So, you know, the competent people are saying, hey, this is an alarm. And then the people that are supposed to be protecting us are a clown show. We've got to do this ourselves. That's how I look at it.
It's how I look at it, too. I mean, it really is a little bit scary to think that Bernstein is giving economic advice to the president when he doesn't even know how the economy operates.
Yeah.
And it's a sad state for America. Mm-hmm. So what do? We allocate into strength. There's a couple practical things I would do. I would get out of debt. right? This is going to sound a little bit radical, right? But in an era where food inflation is going through the roof and you might have social disruption, I would actually get some long-term storage food too, or at least some cans of something, even if it's SpaghettiOs, right? To actually have in your pantry in case there's a disruption of sorts, right? It's you prepare for the rainy day. But financially, it's actually quite easy to me. Get out of things that are coming down, go into things that are going up. And as revenues decrease, as people spend less money, as they're higher taxed, which is what Warren Buffett and Elon Musk said was going to happen. These are smart guys, right? And they're getting rid of things. Musk is like closing up tons of divisions at Tesla, laying off 10% of workforce, and Berkshire Hathaway is getting rid of streaming services. Warren Buffett and Elon Musk are brilliant investors, both billionaires, some of the richest people in the world. You think that they're actually going to do something that's going to harm their portfolio? No, they're smart guys. They didn't get to where they are by being stupid, right? So we should start to do the same thing. Cut back on things. That's rule number one, on the things that you don't need, and invest into things that are growing, which would be gold and silver. That's what I would do at this point.
It's huge. So Flyover family, for a free consultation to find out what are your options, what does it look like for you, you can go to flyovergold.com, scroll down to the bottom, fill out your information, and someone will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation, or you can call 720-605-3900. Again, it's 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation.
Some of the nicest people you will ever talk to in your life.
They're amazing.
No pressure, but way to find out information.
That's exactly right. And you can sleep at night. You're going to be able to lay your head down and know, okay, I have done everything I can to put myself in a great position. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our life!
30 minutes
for the rest of our life!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark and an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 while they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.